Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. Can I please have your zip code so that I can access the account?
46226.
Okay, sir. And what is the name on the account, please?
Robert Kane. Kane is spelled C-A-I-N.
Okay, sir. And can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
5542 Radnor Road, R-A-D as in dog, N-O-R, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46226.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for the information. So it does show me here that you receive our Omax Ultra Pure. How can I help you?
I just want to renew it. I'm on my last box.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me see here. I have a Visa ending in 7227. Is that the card that you'll be using?
Right.
Okay, let me see here. Because I see what we attempted on 728 and the payment was declined. And it was on that card, sir. The card, Visa ending in 7227.
That's my debit card.
Remember, I had a hold on.
Can you try that same one again? Because I did have an issue on it. So it should go through right now. Can you try that for me and see?
Yes, sir. Allow me just a moment, okay? And I'll let you know if it's successful.
And you just corrected it yesterday, remember? Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that $64 or something they had said.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to go through. That's probably what it was. You didn't know nothing about it. So that's probably what it was.
I don't know who the $64 went to.
I think that's probably what it was.
Okay, sir. So when I attempt to process the payment, the charge is $62. It does not allow it to go through. Now, you said you had an issue with your card. You may have to call into your bank and just let them know that you're allowing that payment through Omax Health to go through. That way they'll allow it to process. Because when I try to process the payment, it declines it.
Okay, I'll do that right now. Thank you.
All right, sir. And just give us a call back so we can get it processed for you, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much for calling Omax Health, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and same to you.
Bye-bye.